In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're all used to very holy days like this where, you know, we know when Holy Week comes around, we have Good Friday where the church is open all day for everyone to come visit, and then right after Good Friday, we start preparing for Easter. And while we're thinking about all these things that are happening in the life of the church, especially during a big week like this, it will sort of become like a routine for us, right? Where every year is sort of the same thing. We have Holy Week, we have Good Friday, we remember, you know, a few things about how Jesus died on the cross for us. Jesus died for our sins. We might stop by church on a Friday, pay our respects to Jesus, come up to the front of the church, kiss the cross, spend some time in prayer, and go home. And then we start preparing for Easter, right? We start preparing on what we should wear for Easter Eve, maybe even Easter Day, whose house we're going to, or which houses we're going to, and, you know, just come up with some cool things to do for the kids. And it's sort of like a routine every year where we remember what Jesus did for us. We remember all of these things, but we begin turning it into just another year. Just another year, just another house we're going to, the same pot and bonbon if you guys like that, the same old dolma that aunt cooks, the same, you know, other dish that no one really touches, and, you know, so on and so forth. What begins to happen when we turn very important and holy days like this into a routine, into something that's just the usual thing we do every year, we begin to take away from its importance, right? We begin to take away from the true meaning of what these days mean, of what Jesus is really calling us to understand about these days, to truly examine very deeply why these days are so important. What's the big deal about Jesus dying on the cross for us? What's the big deal about Jesus rising from the dead after 3 days? When we look at the scriptures we saw in the Bible today, the apostles, Mary Magdalene first, she went to the tomb, she went to go anoint the body of Jesus. She went to go pay her respects to the body of Jesus. At this point in the gospel, mostly everyone around Jesus abandoned him. They all ran away because they didn't want to go through that same crucifixion. They all ran away, and we know there were only a few people close to him that actually stayed with him, one of them being Mary Magdalene. So she went to go pay her respects, and she sees that Jesus wasn't there in the tomb. He was gone. And she went and told Peter and John the same thing. Our Lord isn't there. Someone took him away from us. Mary Magdalene was in a very dark place in her life, until she had this encounter with Jesus. She encountered him. She heard her voice instead. She heard someone calling her voice in that tomb. Even though she just went through probably the worst 3 days of her entire life, the person that took care of her the most, the person that stuck with her the most, the person that actually spoke to her, even after she committed all of these sins, the person that forgave her from these sins is finally gone. He's gone out of her life. And we could only imagine what she's going through, right? We could only imagine the dark place she's in. And on top of all of this, Jesus isn't even in the tomb. She can't even see his corpse in there. So she hears someone call her voice. And this person that called her voice, she knew it was a familiar voice. She knew it was a voice she's heard before. So she turns around and responds, and Jesus asks her, it might sound like a simple question, but it's a very important question. He tells her, "Whom do you seek? Whom do you seek, Mary? Mary, what are you looking for in your life? What is the thing you are looking for in your life? What is the most important thing in your life that you are striving to look for, that you are, you know, focusing your entire life on? Whom do you seek, Mary? What is the most important thing in your life right now, at this very moment?" And we know that the most important thing for her life at that very moment was Christ. It was him. It was finding out what happened to his body. It was finding out where they had laid her Lord, where she could find him again. So we could put ourselves in Mary's situation. Let's all put ourselves in Mary's shoes right there. If Jesus calls us, if he says our name, are we going to know that voice? Or is it a voice we only hear once every month? Is it a voice we only hear once a year or twice a year? Is it a voice we only hear when something bad happens in our life? Or is it a voice we only hear when something good happens? Because Jesus does call us every day of our lives. He does call us to do good. He does call us to grow in our faith, to become better people every day of our lives. But if we're not familiar with his voice, if we're not familiar with the voice of Christ, we then become strangers to him. We then become these very distant children of his that don't know the Father. And the reality is, it can't be that way. Because Jesus didn't design our lives to be that way. Jesus designed our lives to participate in his happiness, to participate in his glory. That's why this whole love story didn't end at the cross. Or else, to be honest, everything would be fake. Everything Jesus had lived for would have been, you know, not true. But we know it didn't end at the cross. It began at the resurrection. And that's what we should look forward to participate and order our lives to that same resurrection. Because we will also die with Christ, right? But we will also resurrect with him. So brothers and sisters, on this very joyful day of the resurrection of Christ, open your hearts to Christ. Let us all open our hearts to him so that we could be more familiar with his voice. We could know what he's telling us. We could be familiar with that, you know, very generous and loving voice that the Father is constantly calling us.